This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Kathy, the co-host on July 17th, 2013. Tonight's topic is, what's eating you? Master teacher healer Ron Amatron discusses the energetic ET alien parasites that live inside each of us and thrive on our energy. They lurk inside, sucking our body fluids, manipulating our emotions, and causing all sorts of unpleasant physical conditions. Everyone has them. The question is how to get them out. Ron and the Creation Lightship have clearings to remove the ET energies out of us that steal our vitality where our spirit should be. Before we get into this in-depth discussion on what the parasites are and how to get rid of them, please bring up onto your monitor screen the picture of the light being's face found on Ron's host page. Ron will activate the picture with peace energy for us to feel while we listen to the program. Now, let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron. Over to you.
Hey, so get the light being up on your monitor screen. Here we go. We're going to energize it. This will be peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll probably energize it again maybe about halfway through the show here. So you may want to take a note of that, Kathy. It'll be a pretty interesting show and a lot of information here about the alien critters that live inside of you that are energetic and can also take on physical form after they get mature. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the peace energy. It's really great for us to be in touch with our divinity this way. And how often do we get a chance to feel some peace from source energy? So our topic is what's eating you, and it's about alien ET parasites. And we know from science and medical research that parasites in the physical exist. Ron, how do you see the invisible parasites, and can you tell us their origin?
Well, everything that is here basically is controlled by the aliens that are among us and outside of our realm of experience. We don't always see them. Can't always touch them, but they're there energetically on other timelines. So they brought to us their alien parasitic life forms that live inside of us. And naturally, we have a microscope. We can actually see some that are visible on our timeline, but almost all the ones that we talk about are visible and energetic. And there's probably more of those than there are they actually have detected with the microscope that you can actually see physically. So they come into us. They're brought to us by the wonderful Galactic Federation, bringing us into more energies of darkness and bringing us into more timelines, connecting us to these critters because they want to have a host and live off of us. So that's the whole process, is you're the host, and like I say, guess who's coming for dinner? And you're probably on their plate. So we can thank the wonderful Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers out there, for bringing us maybe part of their life form inside of us to cause us problems. So back to you, Kathy.
since they're so small and invisible, how can they cause so much harm? And how does a creation light chip clear them?
Well, there's thousands of them that we have. And the light chip just looks for darkness, and then we can actually, I can actually see them. I have people on the calls that we have, the conference calls, that can physically see them also. And once you start seeing these things, you may get kind of grossed out, but once you finally realize that you're here as a host to these alien life forms that live inside of you, then you kind of get the understanding that you want to get them out. They live in you. They breed in you. You know, they can have family units. They can give you poisons, waste products, and naturally, when they die, nothing is out there to take them away or to do like a burial for them. They just die inside of you. Then you have dead carcasses. Nest inside of you and have eggs. I mean, it gets, it can go on and on. We'll be doing some samples here for people. Show you what it's like as you feel these things squirming inside of you as they get released here. So what happens is when they start to die, they can start to decay inside of you, and they can probably increase or actually decrease your actual lifespan because that's what's causing it. They also can come into you and manipulate your mind energy and also your emotions, not even knowing what it is. One of these life forms that look at as an alien life form that lives in you is like a shapeshifter. Those people have seen all the time, but you have ones that are much smaller that can live in your joints, live in your heart, worms, jellyfish energies, octopus, black widows. These are all ones that are from the darkness brought here by the dark energies of the Galactic Federation. I could also say the Galactic Federation of Lights. They changed their terminology when I started talking about them years ago. Well, they had light. They may also, change it again sometime, but anything that deals with aliens outside of yourself that you think are here to help you, they're infecting you with all this stuff. So back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying that the Galactic Federation of Light brought these to us, and they do a lot of havoc in life forms and our bodies. And you and other people can see the invisible parasites and feel them moving, and so they are real. And the creation light ship is working, you said, to eliminate them. Can you discuss how they do this and why are they doing this for us? I mean, I know you want to get cleaned out, but can you discuss why they're doing the these intense clearings on us?
Naturally, you're not home who is. That's the first thing. So if your spirit's not with you, then how do you ever expect to have an ascension with your body? The whole process is we're at the ascension time. We're actually overdue. Ascension was supposed to be in 2008, February. That never happened, as the people here are not awakened enough to be able to get more of their spirit into their body, create that spirit into you. Just having it in you is one thing, but having it integrated with your body is something else. And so your spirit is not integrated with you. You don't have any possible chance of ascending out of here, as your spirit has to come into your body to make your body into a light body. So these critters are taking up space. And that's what the Galactic Federation is doing, is preventing you from having your ascension. So they come in. We have intensives. Actually do 3 8-hour conference calls on Sundays, 3 consecutive Sundays each month to get these things out of you. And all of a sudden, you may have, I have had people lose inches off of their waist as these things get released. All of a sudden, you feel like an ache or pain that you've had for a long time is gone. People can feel these things squirming inside of them as they get released. And, had all kinds of experience with these, with other people commenting on what they thought they had, which was some kind of physical situation. They couldn't get rid of it, and all of a sudden, now it's gone. They also transfer from person to person through handshakes and hugs. That's because people aren't aware to keep your body temple clean and to become more aware of these things transferring from one person to the next. And this is what happens is people are just unconscious. Just think, each time you shake somebody's hand or hug somebody, all of a sudden, what is happening? These alien critters are switching over from one person to another. Now they have a new home to live in. The word, being slimed or something is actually a very gentle way of talking about this here. And you all know out there that there are people around that you see that you don't want to get into contact with, well, everybody's actually that way when you see people, that you realize that these things can and will harm you and jump from one person to the next. Well, on the website, we have a free clearing for the Galactic Federation. There are these critters here and different things that can help you. Left-hand side of the website. So you can go there and help a little bit. Clearing will get some of that energy off of you. It's not going to be, even close to the calls that we do. You have an alien attack page on the website, which is why I put it up, because of these things, and we have 10 options to it. So it's a very extensive site because people are under attack by these energies from the Galactic Federation of light or non-light or more light, whatever you want to call it, ultimate light. They create different names, but the whole thing is once they get into you, they're very hard to get rid of, and the light can take them away once it finds them. Have more spirit with you because instantly during our sessions, your spirit now is reintegrated in these places. So what we have on the 8-hour call is you go into quarantine because the light cannot have anything of darkness in the light. If it was there, it would be destroyed instantly. That's why you can never go back to source energy on your own because the light would see you as darkness. All these critters in you, you have all the thoughts of mind energy. All this is darkness energy that was brought to you. Remember the energies of these dark aliens, your space brothers, we'll call them, gave you mind energy to think with. That separated you from being heart-centered in the moment. Remember, you're in the moment. If you're in the moment, then you don't have any past and no future. So the darkness brought to you the concept of being a multidimensional being, which is 100% true. You're out on many, many timelines at one time, having experiences, feeling your spirit. If you want to use the word soul, you can use that, and that's what they do. It's a way your life force energy. Oh, what you don't want to know is that these things are with you. That's what they put into you. They created this here. Fortunately, it gets activated by the aliens, by things, body hopping back and forth, all of a sudden you're having more problems as you get older. That's also why we have the alien death barcode on the website to support more help to yourself. Aliens want you to die to get out of here and a suffering process to get more energy. Think of all the hospitals with or care homes that have all these older people. They're not having a great life. They're suffering. Maybe they're on some type of life support system or something. Aliens just love that. They love taking the energy from the loved ones, all that trauma that they're having, watching their loved one deteriorate. So all the alien plan to steal your energy. These energies are also floating around wherever these people are because people are dying of these critters, and the critters need a home. There's one host, then they got to find another one. Oh, that's what they do. So back to you, Kathy.
It's really sad what they do, and I want to announce again, restate your announcement that you've activated the Galactic Federation clearing to be free and usable right now. It's found on your website, creationlightship.com, on the left side under Alien Attack Removals. And this clearing is valued at a few $100s, depending on your age, because it's a whole life clearing category. And we're offering this because the Creation Lightship healings are on a heart to heart level, not mind energy. And that's how they clear out the Galactic Federation alien energies. So we appreciate that, Ron. And just wanted to also mention that I think that people really aren't aware that parasites and ET parasitic alien energies exist. But there's a lot of new studies about parasites in medical science, which is being published now for us to realize that parasites are not just bacteria, like a lot of people think. They are being described as invasive, out-of-control monsters within us. And there is a rather new YouTube video about parasites by Dr. Robert Kassar. This video was sent to you, Ron, by a Contact Talk Radio listener. The video is called Aliens, also known as parasites, live and thrive in and on your body. Dr. Kassar says what you've been saying for years, Ron, that these parasites live and thrive from what you eat. They're inside, controlling your emotions, your cravings, and even your thoughts. He, in the video, shows a live serpent that a mongoose had vomited that is like what is found in humans that live within 40 feet in the small intestine, hiding in the gut wall, which is why people think they don't have them. He says the tiny creatures can cause a lot of damage. They suck out our blood, manipulate our emotions, and then they leave their waste products in us and our bodies, he says, have to process all that out too. Dr. Kassar also confirms that everyone has parasites, and the parasites want to remain hidden because they don't want you to know they are there, because then they've got a problem. He himself claims to have lost 40 pounds of creatures from his body by changing his diet and environment. He offers advice on the physical health level to eliminate the parasites, like Ron is doing on the energetic level, where they actually originate. So, we must do that to completely clear them. We're mentioning this video by Dr. Kassar to help illuminate the logical reasoning behind the energetic clearing of the alien parasitic life forms. Other attachments to this YouTube video list more studies of parasites in a book called Monsters Inside You. And also, there's a film called Parasite Rex that comes with a warning description as more horrific than alien monsters that you see in the movies, because they are real, as seen magnified by several thousand times under a microscope. That film shows what was found: various types of monstrous looking parasites living inside all over the body. Some are also in the blood cells. Some are energetic. The science of parasites is now called parasitology. It's new, and it claims that 3/4 of life forms are parasites. Dr. Kassar in the YouTube was about to show the snake's mouth and teeth, but it was very active and squirmed away. It disappeared from him within seconds. He says they may even be manipulating our thoughts and emotions so you don't see what they are and what they are doing. He is showing this an example of other beings living inside of each of us that live and thrive on our life force and how damaging they are, causing decay. Again, that video is called Aliens, also known as Parasites, Live and Thrive Both on Your Skin and Inside You. And Ron has posted it on his host page and in the CTR forum for your convenience. Thank you, listener Jeremiah, for sharing that with us. It's a well-done YouTube video. So any comments on that, Ron? He says a lot of the same things you say.
And he's bringing it down to the physical form. We deal with the energetic ones that you can't see. They're probably actually more harmful. But as you start looking at them, if you do see the physical ones, that life form is an alien race. And they just happen to be inside of you. So some people may not understand that. They may just think, oh, this alien has a little pet toy that we're going to have it join and come into people. No, this is actually a race of aliens that are inhabiting your body. Start seeing these things, realize, wow, that's pretty weird. There's a YouTube video also up where they had somebody with an alien creature inside of somebody's head. I think it was somebody in prison. That was maybe a few years ago, but basically you have these with you. So let's do some clearing here. I guess we'll start off here with people who could have or may have a joint problem. Joint problems typically are from a lot of the caterpillar energies as they're inside of there, and the little energies that are the little barbs on them are actually causing you harm. Remember the old saying, as above, so below. So have them inside of you. They're out there living, and they just happen to like you. They came into you, and well, they're with you. So here we go. That's why we have the alien attack page up to help people also for attacks with aliens. See if you've ever had your keys misplaced, lost your car, got dizzy, missed an off-ramp or on-ramp going on a freeway or highway or something. Subway, you know, you do it all the time and you forgot about it, and all of a sudden you wake up wondering what happened to you. Well, that's an abduction. Oh, it's very, very simple. Deja vu is an abduction. That's just what's happening. Living on timelines, multiple timelines. That's why the aliens say you're a multidimensional being. You could be on 1,000 timelines at once. Manipulated by aliens. Also, these creatures can be put inside of you from these timelines. So here we go. We're going to do energy here of the caterpillar. So if you have maybe stiff joints someplace, if you have possibly arthritis, large knuckles or something, that's probably the waste products from these. So let's just work with that. So why don't you find a location, maybe your ankles, toes, or hands. Pick one of those here. You can't pick all of them. Just pick one location, the clearing to release the caterpillar-type alien life forms. So here we go. Ones that are there right now, they still could be somewhere else in you hiding, and they could come back to that location and relief for a little bit. So one, two, these for caterpillars, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's work a little more closely here. Let's work with your left hand first, and we'll let you sit with that for maybe 10 minutes or so. Then we'll do your right hand. You can see the difference on it. So here we go. Left hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And getting some more of the knuckles there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Move your hand around and just see if you have maybe an ease of motion there. Maybe it's a little bit easier to move your knuckles, your hand, maybe your wrist. And now do your right hand. You're going to notice that your right one is a little more sluggish, but is fast, feels dense, maybe feels heavy, feels rigid. Let you sit with that and allow the healing to take place. That's just the critters. You also have poison, waste products, and dead ones that are also with you, the carcasses. Oh, what should we do next, Kathy?
Well, you have a list of predominantly energetic aliens that are most common, and one of them is the octopus.
Yep, so that one normally wraps around the inside of your body, on the rib cage, back, neck. Tentacles go, you know, all around inside of you. They can come out of your mouth. So let's work with the octopus energy. So here are the tentacles here. We'll just do one of these here. So here we go. First tentacle released. Second, released. Third, released. Fourth, released. Fifth, released. Sixth, released. Seven, a little rougher. There we go. And eight. Okay, so the tentacles are now released, but we still have the body. Go to the body. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you might want to get up, maybe bend over, twist your body a little bit. Just see if you have a little more ease of movement. I didn't be able to breathe better. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Well, when you did the hands, my left hand is now a lot less rigid because I was clutching the cell phone. Now I can really move it more freely. In a minute, I'll check the right hand. So I hope everyone who's listening enjoyed that little bit of freedom of movement, because what people find out is they don't really realize how these critters affect us until they're removed. So we'll check the right hand later. Okay, so Ron, you have, I noticed on your blog, have posted recommendations and a list of your alien parasitic energies clearings. And you have a list of the 10 most common predominant parasitic energies to clear that are an option four of your alien attack removal clearing. And if I could just read them real quick, pretty interesting. They're not in any particular order, but these are just only 10 of those that attack us the most. Octopus, jellyfish, snakes, caterpillars, black widow spiders, ants, maggots, scarabs, worms, and artificial intelligence. Now, could you explain a little bit what that artificial intelligence option is on that clearing, Ron?
That's a quite interesting clearing, because that gets rid of some of those invisible nanotechnology energies. And we have a nano clearing on the website to help you out with that also. But you have energies with you that are robotic, maybe remote controlled by the aliens that you can't see. And these things are really highly advanced energetic energies. Interesting how they can do things without us even realizing it. What I'll do is release one of those here from you. We'll work with the eyes. So we're going to take away that special energy that is quite evasive. The other ones you can kind of like nail down because you can actually, you know, in a sense, see them. But these here can also cause like implants. So if you think of it as an implant, it might be the easier way for you to understand it. And implants can cause your body to decay the aging process. Work with the eyes right now. Work with your left eye first, taking away some of this nanotechnology, robotic type of implant. Work with the left eye first. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And right eye. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And just see how you feel. Maybe it might take a little bit of time to have your body balance out. That's another life form that, or Zenu anyway, has a implant life form to things to you. And so they have everything covered. When you look at what the aliens are doing to you, they have not missed a step. They have things that are attached to other things. You know, it's quite interesting what they have done to the human race here. That's mainly because people chose, you know, the mind energy to get into time, to be abducted onto timelines, to be experimented with. So that's the basic thing. Remember, humanity chose mind versus to be in the moment. Because people wanted to have a thrill, wanted to have duality, to have a sense that they were alive or something. I don't know. The main thing is pretty sad. What I'm going to do is energize the light being again, bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Now, for some people, this show may be kind of heavy. For me, it's just the way of life, the way humans are here, and bearings all the time. It's just part of what we're doing to help people to get individuals released from alien agenda brought to us by the Galactic Federation. So, as above, so below. And just think of all the healing arts that's down here where people touch people. That's all mind energy. So remember, once you start understanding what's happening to you, then you're empowered and you can do clearings. Otherwise, well, what's the old saying? I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid. Well, the other thing is just be ignorant. And now that you're empowered, get rid of the ignorance and do some work and help yourself out. You're only here because you're thinking of mind energy all the time. You're in mind energy. Each time you think, you're bringing forth more energies to you. You want to be peaceful. That's why we do the mind-to-heart drop. Philosophy of light is very simple. Just stay present moment, do the mind-to-heart drop. Don't basically, I'd say, touch people because you're going to be contaminating your body. Keep your body temple sacred. So that's the whole process, and the awareness is what you need to know. If you don't know what it's about or what's happening to you, then you're in darkness completely. If you're having a hard time digesting the show, then do the 2,000 year of darkness clearing. It's a barcode put on you by the aliens. Time of Jesus, so that you would not do the ascension 1,000 years later. Back over to you, Kathy.
I really like this list you put together, Ron, for your recommendations. You also suggest that those who are doing option 4 and the alien parasitic energies clearing, which is also found on the left side of Ron's website, and it's under his recommended list under alien attack removals. You suggest that if when you buy that clearing for a month or a week, you clear any other of these parasitic energies that have ever stung or bit you or bothered you in the past. And then you also have other suggestions for others of parasitic energies that aren't on the list but have emerged more recently in the news thanks to science and modern medicine studying them. And that is the superbugs, bed bugs, cockroaches, lice, crabs, and lime, L-Y-M-E, lime, that hide in the blood. So people can also clear that too. And I also like how you have the drop-down box, which has the different statuses. So they can clear everything from hidden eggs to dead bodies, insidious poisons, and waste products. And I've heard from read on your other radio programs that listeners were really grateful to have some relief from their health conditions that these invisible parasitic energies bring about. And as you said, lots of people say they just didn't realize how deep their distress was. They didn't realize all these parasitic energies that operate below the cellular level on an energetic level. And now they feel so blessed that they have these online clearings and the intensive conference calls that you offer on Sundays to remove these foreign invader alien forms. The ravaging damage they do is really destructive, and it's very revolting. So I agree. It must really be a relief to get them out as they keep coming at us continuously trying to take over. And they have wars inside us. And Ron, isn't this condition much like a science fiction novel or a film going on inside of us?
I'm sure it would be, yeah. So it's quite something. When I first started doing these clearings years and years ago, people didn't really get it until they had some relief. I remember people talking about losing a couple of sizes on their pants because the snake energies, maybe the octopus energies inside of them living there got released, and all of a sudden their body shrunk. It's quite interesting. Also, pets and animals have it also, so you can do, you know, clearing for them. I think we should probably do the other hand here. So just check out your left hand now, everybody, or we forget here. And let's do the right hand now, getting rid of the alien critters that are in your joints here. That could be wrist and knuckles, we'll say. So here we go. One, two, work on the right hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four. Boy, that's rough. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Somebody out there had a reaction there, looks like. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Oh, just check out your right hand here. We also have on the website, I think for $1, you can do water charging. You may want to get some skin misting water. You can specify that, and that really helps your skin, too, to make your skin feel better, and that helps to get rid of critters, too. Especially if you have, like, something going on, you know, that could be harmful to you. And we have a bite and sting clearing, too, on the website, which you can get. Might be good to have now during the summertime if you're out and about and beetles around or other things or ticks. That's a nice clearing. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
I see on your options recommendations list, you mentioned water, the importance of water. You have the clearings on your website to activate with the divine light the water for those particular conditions, skin missing water, detox water. How wonderful to have that activated by divine light energy. And people are always saying how well it works. But could you talk to us about the taking a bath or a shower and why they would do that?
Yeah, it's what you can do is activate the water for that if you wish, and the water will actually be, you know, a lot different. And normally just people take a shower or a bath because they want to get rid of the stuff on them. So it is, that's getting rid of alien life forms that are attached to you also. In that process, you may just think of it as maybe, you know, your body sweat or something or whatever. Well, there's alien life forms in there. And so that's why you feel better after you do some type of cleansing of water. And also specify on the website if you wish to do that, you know, maybe do some nice bath water too. The whole thing is, you know, these things are on you and in you, and they get released. You have a auric field cleansing, too, on the website. Aliens will show up to you, in a sense, through that energetic field around you. That's what you read on people. What you see when you see somebody walk and you go, I don't want to get close to that person. Have to talk to them. You just see the energy field, and that's the auric field resonating these things. So I always take, when I go to the expo, they take a wide berth around some of the booths, a lot of body work on people. Those booths normally are highly charged with alien critters waiting to do their body hopping. So, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I was wondering if you could talk about some of the common afflictions caused by parasites and how to clear them. Say someone listening right now is suffering from allergies or asthma and coughing or some respiratory. What would you recommend?
First, go on the Alien Attack page. I think it's $10 a week, and get on there and just start clearing energies out of you that would respond or correspond to that. There's a box you can type things in to help yourself out. And I would do the skin misting water. Well, the skin misting water does a lot for you. From there, you want to do a auric field protection. Other thing going a little different way is maybe the versus Hexus spells or dark side practitioner clearing. Those things can body hop, and people can charge you up with an energy from the beyondo that you know nothing about, and then all of a sudden you have these things trickle into you by some other practitioner. So that's kind of what I'd recommend doing there. Also, did they get activated in your DNA? Did your parents have this condition? You know, how far back did your situation, start from? I have a special clearing on the website, which is for physical problems. I also do a generic seven-generational one after that, if you like, to go a little bit deeper back into the past. So just think how people are spreading these energies, okay? So we talk about handshakes and things. Well, what if somebody sneezes? What's happening there? The body knows that it is infected with something, okay? And so it's trying to get it out of your lungs. So you sneeze. All of a sudden, you're spreading all these alien life forms to everybody around you, and they're breathing them. Oh, very interesting. What do you say? God bless you when somebody sneezes, right? Well, God is blessing you. Being blessed by the alien. That's what God is. That's those alien life forms out there. It's quite interesting. You know, remember, aliens brought religions here, old people, back to their energies, so that you're connected to some alien race. Remember, every church out there has an alien race that's controlling that church. You're connected to that. So it's very interesting as are checking out different energies, living life here. You want to check your hands, and I'll check your right hand and left hand. It should be pretty much the same here. I'll do a spirit integration now, because once you get rid of the life forms and you don't want to leave a void, have your spirit come in. Maybe your spirit will not come into you because it already got kicked out, but doesn't know that you did this clearing. So you want to do what you call a spirit integration or spirit infusion. Or your spirit only leaves because you consciously kick it out some way, which you may not be too conscious of, but you bring something into you, just like having somebody shake your hand, your spirit's probably going to jump out of your body instantly. As it sees alien life forms crawling around on somebody else's hand, shake their hand, and now they're inside of you. They're still going, uh-oh, there's darkness here. Alien critters, I'm leaving. So here we go. And I'm sure that'll be a very popular thing for people who like to shake hands right now. But here we go. The spirit integration. So, one, bring more spirit to you. Have your hands get warmer now. Your body normally reacts when you have your spirit energy coming back to you. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just see how you're feeling now. Body will be reacting to your spirit coming in. You could feel energized. You could even feel tired. You could feel warm. You could feel tingles. Most people will feel something. It's nothing that you can look at mentally, because remember, your feelings are not mental. People try to use their mental body to figure out what's happening, and it doesn't have a clue. It's a whole different energetic system. So, if you had a bite or sting, maybe that's another alien life form biting you. Think of that right now, everybody. I'll do a clearing to pull out that alien life form. So here we go. A tip, could be a mosquito, could be an ant, a spider. Here we go. So one, releasing this from you. Two, three, even a bee sting, you know, that happens too. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And actually, I didn't mention this, but you have to think of that situation. The light sees you as perfect. It doesn't look around at you like it needs a like it has a magnifying glass trying to find out where your problems are. The light sees you of having free will, free choice, and this is what you have chosen. So you need to actually judge yourself to have something released. It won't do anything to you. It can't. That's the premise of light, free will, free choice, and the way it works. So here we go. Think of that sting, bite sting, or whatever you had. Energy is still with you, and if you have something when you're 2 years of age, it's still with you. Never got rid of it. So here we go, even though the pain may have left you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This took away the energetic life form you selected to get that life form released. I'll just do a poison release here real quick because our show's coming to a close here. So, poison. This we do on the 8-hour call. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then they have waste products. Remember, they're eating you, so what goes in comes out. So let's get rid of their waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we have the ones that have died inside of you, that are kind of floating around dead, and maybe they even got killed because of, you know, a short life. Or maybe they were killed because another alien race didn't like them. Or the alien battlefield. They're dead floating around inside of you, putrefying, causing you problems too. Energetically, putrefying. I turn into physical stuff. So here we go, releasing the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, just remember, as above, so below. True light, there's no such thing as above, so below. Darkness, there is, because that's duality. As above, so below. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that felt like a very heavy clearing to me, Ron, when you cleared out the bites and stings. And I want to thank you for that. I guess that's why you were yawning, because you could feel all that energy coming through you. And I also checked my right hand, and I want to remind the listeners that Ron did clear out caterpillar energy in our joints and to see if it's more flexible. So I'm moving my hand like I normally do, and it seems like it is. I'm holding onto my mouth a lot, so that my mouth feels a lot easier to hold. So that's just really amazing how these clearings work instantly. They work on an energetic level inside of us. And also, it's good to know, although it is disgusting, it's good to know how what is going on inside our bodies that's causing all this damage and causing decay. As Dr. Robert Kassar and Ron say, these alien parasites are bringing about our demise. And the Creation Light Ship offers healings to help combat this kind of destruction. So please check the moderator's post in the chat room for information relevant to this topic and to the links to Ron's healing of the alien attack, parasitic life forms, and web attack removal. Also, you might want to check out your eyes. Ron did a clearing on that, too, and see how they feel. My vision seems a lot sharper. I was kind of squinting there before, and I usually do squint a little. And I've noticed now I don't need a squint. So I'm going to get myself rid of those poisons and waste products, and just the thought of it motivates me to do this clearing. So, Ron, maybe you could do another clearing for us. Since we're feeling so much better now, and this is such an important thing to do, how about something for our mouth?
Okay, so maybe you have a toothache, maybe a cavity, maybe a canker sore, maybe just something's going on inside of your mouth that you don't have infection. These are all alien-related. The source energy never gave you these things to deal with. Everything in source energy is perfect, and it doesn't deal with duality or give problems or bites or stings or anything like that or infections, because light doesn't have anything like that in the system of light. Only in darkness do these things exist. So let's work with your mouth, and you might find your saliva changing. Here we go. So we're working inside of your mouth. If you have a situation going on, just think of it right now or just talk about it out loud. I'll whisper it, and we'll do a clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you do some research looking for these critters on the net, very possibly they could jump into you. Can't guarantee that they will, but that could be a possibility. It could be awakening something in your DNA as you look at it. So remember, it's energy. When you look at something, it's still going to be energy, even though it could be on a photograph or a video. And that could be what happens to people sometimes when they look into, remember, curiosity killed the cat. So I don't like to recommend looking at things that could possibly hurt you, but you already have them anyway. So if you do need to get some awareness, just know that, you can get your feet wet, but then do some clearings to release them. So on the website, on the water charging, you might want to do, mouthwash water that you could specify. Gargling water, mouthwash water, if you felt any relief. Do like a silver detox water. I think it's $1 to do water charging, so it's definitely well worth doing. So back to you, Kathy. I'll just maybe have you close the show down here.
Okay, I just want to remind the listeners that Ron has reactivated the free Galactic Federation clearing found on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com, to help us clear from those Galactic Federation energies that started all the problems and still continue to attach to us. And also to check Ron's blog and forum for the video by Dr. Robert Kassar. And we thank him for that. Also, Ron has a list on his blog and host page. Moderator has posted the links to it, but you can just simply go to Ron's host page on Contact Talk Radio for his recommendations on how to clear alien parasites, and there's some good advice there. One thing we should mention too is when you run option 4 on the alien attack clearing, to also run option 10 at the same time. I see that there. Option 10 is what Ron has done for us here on the radio, is the spirit to body integration. So he recommends running option 4 for the parasite life form clearing at the same time together with option 10. And then we will now thank our moderator, Contact Talk Radio, and Ron for these divine spiritual healings And we'll be back next week with another show, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, here on Contact Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Ron Ametron is a true master teacher healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcast. Learn more about Ron Ametron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.